The Osgood File, sponsored by Cassidy Turley, where excellence starts with market knowledge and ends with client success. Discover excellence in commercial real estate. Discover Cassidy Turley. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Getting a job hasn't been easy for veterans, but there is one industry that can't hire them fast enough. More after this from Charlie. The official unemployment rate in the U.S. is stuck at 8.1%, but the rate for veterans is closer to 9.2%. The nation may be grateful for their service, but a steady paycheck wouldn't hurt.
I didn't think it'd be that much of a struggle to find a job once I got back from overseas.
Ohio National Guardsman Chris Moser, who returned from Iraq in 2009, hoping to become a police officer, he spent 2 years on unemployment before a tip from a buddy got him on the right track. That being the Norfolk and Southern Railroad. For once, his timing was perfect. With fuel prices high, railroads are in demand as the cheapest way to ship freight, and with a wave of retirements, they're going to need 15,000 new workers this year, and not just any workers. The kind of workers who don't mind being outside, who don't mind weird schedules, who are reliable, and who realize that when you're in the business of moving freight trains that can be a mile and a half long, failure is not an option. In short, the railroads want veterans.
Can't find enough of them. They're outstanding employees. They are dedicated, disciplined, show up for work, and they recognize that this is a career choice, not just a job.
Ed Hamburger, president and CEO of the Association of American Railroads, who says that veterans will make up 20% of railroad hires this year, and their salary and benefit packages will average $107,000 a year, which is roughly three times what a sergeant might make in the Army.
I can make a good living off of a high school education, you know what I mean?
Welcome home, Chris. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.